Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. It's Caelan Patterson, P4P Real Talk Midwest Muscle in the house. Yes. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. And if you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals like what that's right.
You're a fool, man.
Hey, somebody stop hitting that laugh button on the other end. I'm also trying to distract it. But like a Mack truck through ice cream.
I like the way you said that. Check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now, hi, everybody, let's talk. Hey, Deborah.
I can't even talk with you like that, man.
Hey. So as you can tell, tonight's show is going to be a good one, right? Anytime you have uncontrollable laughter, and there's also an echo. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but I hear myself in triplicate almost. But anytime there's uncontrollable laughter and an echo, you know we are in for something special. Right, O'Kellen of the O'Patterson clan?
Hello.
Would you not agree?
You had better believe it, that lady. Desiree.
Desiree. So how was everybody's holiday season? How was your New Year's? Caelan, I know you were in church. I was at home. But I was happy to be at home. And then our guest here, which is the none other infamous JB Joseph Bolton, a.k.a. Jayzilla, who you all know is one of the main squeezes of P4P Muscle. What were you doing New Year's Eve, dude? Because I know you got all kinds of big stuff always going on.
Out grinding.
grinding.
And hanging out with the family and stuff, so it's definitely it was a good holiday.
Amen.
All right, it was a good holiday. Any holiday where you can enjoy family, you're healthy, you're safe, happy, all of the above.
That's right.
It's a darn good holiday. It is a good holiday.
I tell you what.
So you guys know, you should know the drill by now. Anytime that we have JB on the show, it's usually because something big is coming down the pike. And the last several times we've had him on the show, I know. Spoiler alert, I didn't say what it was. I don't even know what it all is, but I know it's coming. So, spoiler alert, the last several times we've had him on the show, he's had mic drop after mic drop for P4P Undefeated. It's the P4P Undefeated Natural Bodybuilding Championships coming up August 11th, and it's this year. We can finally say that, 2018, in Ho-Chunk. I just like to say that word, Ho-Chunk, Wisconsin. That is right. That is right.
Ho-Chunk
so,
Casino.
Now, JB, Ho-Chunk Casino. And so, JB, I know you got new stuff you want to share with us, but I got to say, you know, we're bringing on new listeners all the time. You know, we're over 15,000 now, listeners around the world. Woo-hoo!
Wow.
Hand clap for Listenerland. And
job,
so,
man.
Some of them might not be aware of some of your earlier mic drops. So, can you kind of just give a quick overview of some of the really cool stuff you've already announced that's going to be happening at P4P Undefeated.
I got it all written here. So I was going to, I'm actually trying to, I'm not going to wing it. So I'm actually, I got it all written here and I was going to go through, you know, from one A to B to C And make sure everybody is informed on everything. But we had some mic drops, and there's some changes now. So what I'll do is I'll just go through the whole thing when you guys are ready for me. But let me tell you, it's the stuff that we're doing is unheard of. Now, I know you hear that stuff all the time, and usually people is either talking about trophies or prize money or
Say groundbreaking.
Right, things of that matter. I mean, this is very creative. I will say it's very out the box. It's some things that a lot of things that have not been done before, and I think it's going to be very fun. And that was a really basis of what we wanted to do with this show, is we wanted to make it really fun, and we also wanted to make it entertain. We wanted to make it a show, you know, basically. And we wanted to, you know, people walk away from this and say, you know, wow, man, that was something that I haven't seen before. So we're going to do some, there's going to be a lot of different things that we're going to do. That it's going to really set the pace. And I think I talked to Leaf, and Leaf might be listening right now. I told Leaf Anderson, time for PvP to set the pace like he's setting, and start getting into this in this game with everybody. We're finally here, and we're going down to the last stretch. And so we're going to really you're going to see a lot of promotion of this now everywhere. You're going to see me everywhere and whatnot, basically trying to present this to everybody. We went all out creatively. We hired one of the best production companies out there. This is a production company that do production for the Minnesota Vikings. They have done production for a couple of Super Bowls. They are worldwide. They do things in Japan, Australia. They're everywhere.
Sound like us?
they're really good at what they do. So it's going
to
be top notch with that.
Okay, hold up. Hold up. I got to jump in here before we get too far, because I know you're going to step us through from the beginning, but we're already starting to head down that road. But before we do that, and this is my bad, listener land, sorry. I should have slowed down and covered this earlier, but one of our listeners, Jane, this is her first time hearing from you. So she's wanting to hear about your background and a little bit about the other two-thirds of the Three Musketeers that make up P4P Muscle. So can you give us a quick intro of yourself, as well as Joe Manning and Chad Adamovich, which are the other two that make up the threesome that is P4P Muscle? So go ahead.
We're P4P Muscle is me, JB, Joseph Bolton, Joe Manning, and Chad Adamovich. Me and Joe are the co-founders. Me and Joe created this. We created this in a coffee shop on the back of a napkin. And it was one of those scenarios where we was at a point where we wanted to do something different. And we wanted to do something, I give you from the start. Once I turned pro as a drug-free bodybuilder, the introduction to it was really kind of for me. It was cool at first, but then after the lights and the music and everything went away, it was like really okay. What's next? And my thing was there really wasn't anything out there to support drug-free athlete, really. When we first came out, which was like 4.5 years ago, there was absolutely nothing. There was a couple of companies that they did some things in drug-free, events and stuff like that. but there wasn't really a voice out there for drug-free athletes. Sponsorship was very hard for drug-free athletes. Other than getting sponsorship from your local stuff and everything like that, it was very hard. And a lot of people, some really big-time pros out there, had a hard time getting sponsorship unless they would sell out on a certain belief that they had, and they didn't want to do that. So there really wasn't anything out there. So we wanted to create something, a community, a voice. We wanted to, we made a plan when we first started. Honestly, the first 6 months or first 8 months of the business, we had no supplements, no product. We were really just going around the nation just talking about P4P muscle and what if we could create something for the drug-free athletes to where, they had a voice and we sort of can create a community to where we could start leveraging, power and things for ourselves and stuff like that. And, we could, one day we could create a podcast and maybe, eventually do some shows and maybe eventually, do a whole lot of different things to where we can, athletes could come into this P4P and sort of, if they wanted to shine, they could shine and stuff like that. So, and a place where, it was a no-judge zone. To where, for instance, the show that Desiree and Kaylin does, to where you can go on this show and you can talk your mind and it's no where you have to sit there and be politically correct towards P4P or anything like that. P4P is just the name of something like this show. Basically it is controlled by, Kaylin and Desiree and the people out there, and that was my mind frame for that. My mind frame wasn't to control anything. My mind frame was to create shine for drug-free bodybuilding and fitness, because there wasn't anything out there. No one was doing anything. Now you're starting to see more companies come in, and you're starting to see some things happening and stuff like that, which is awesome and stuff, but this is, at the end of January this year, this would be level 3 of a 5-level plan. So
yeah.
There's
Davey,
still a couple. Yeah.
I'm gonna jump in right now because you're touching on a point, and I want to make sure that Jane gets the full extent of what she was asking, because hers, she wanted to know why, what your background, but she also wanted to know, why does it matter so much for the natural athlete? And before you answer that, I'm going to go with the part about the P4P. And, I do like how you brought that out, because everybody who had been speaking with Dez and I about the show or anything always wanted full control and basically would direct us how we would go about doing the radio show. And that was a big turnoff because, like you said, how do we get to know about the athlete if basically there's scripted questions and scripted stuff? So, I know Dez has found a lot of appreciation and respect that we could go outside the box and we could basically address the athlete as a whole athlete and not just what we wanted to hear or what we thought people wanted to hear, because we've had some real in-depth subjects and subject matter.
Oh yeah,
Come out of the show, and that was a welcome thing, and it was very appreciative. But also, I want to get back to Jane's question about why the natural athlete and not the enhanced.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So
yeah,
at the point, me and Joe, me and Joe are just two bodybuilders, man. We never been outside of Wisconsin bodybuilding. We didn't know none of these athletes. Nothing. It's just two bodybuilders that had an ideal for this sport. And we felt that the ideal that people would resonate to it. So we were so in belief of it that, you know, we would go from athlete to athlete, town to town and whatnot, and sit over, you know, a coffee table and say, you know, I'd be like, they'd be like, oh, so you guys are a supplement company. Yeah. And they're like, so where's your supplement? I said, we don't have any supplements. But let me tell you about this P4P thing. And then that's when I start, you know, painting the picture for them to where, you know, we don't have the same, you know, leverage as maybe a J color one. They have a machine behind them over there on the enhanced side. And my thing is we don't have that type of machine over here. And I said, wouldn't it be great if we could create a machine for ourselves, us as athletes, and we sort of leverage ourselves and create something to where, you know, anyone could come into this platform and create shine for themselves, and we can get bigger and better and leverage other companies, you know, and it could go, you know, as far as we want to, you know, to push it. And you know, everybody at first looked at us a little screwy, but then it was like, man, that sounds pretty good. You know, let me get into something like that. And, you know, before long, this literally was a grassroots movement. This is basically, it started with from one athlete to the next. We built P4P to where, you know, there was over 400 to 500 athletes that was with us on this. And we didn't know none of them. You know, I didn't know any of them. And it wasn't where, you know, we got some data bank or anything like that. The first year we started P4P, we literally went to over 28 different states preaching P4P and talk, you know, and our products and stuff like that. But we went to 28 different states, 28 different events. Basically, that whole first year, I was like, you know, I would get off the plane, and then the next week I would go on the plane. And it was like that for months. And we were, you know, so the thing about it is, you know, this wasn't something where we were trying to, you know, get quick rich or something like that. we were trying to improve the sport, you know, because me and Joe, I've been bodybuilding all my life. And you know, I started in my basement, you know, with a garage sale, little weight machine that was held up by shoelaces. And that's when I started. I'm serious. And that's how I started. I begged my mom to go across the street. The neighbor had a garage sale, and he had this old rusted machine, and it had pulleys, these plastic pulleys with shoelaces and everything like that. And I was like, you know, it had like a couple of 10-pound, you know, rusted plates and stuff like that that would go on it. And I was, you know, it was sort of like that Richard Simmons thing, you know, it was like that type stuff. And I loved that thing. And man, I tore that thing up. And, you know, I would be watching all the bodybuilders on ESPN. And man, I would take a butt. This is when I was like, you know, 12, 13 years old. And back then, you know, I would take about 4 or 5 buses to the nearest gym, which was like way, like an hour and a half from my house. And I used to do that, and I used to, it's like camp out at that gym and just eat there. I'd be there for hours, man, these dudes. And, you know, a couple of people would take me under the wing and stuff like that. And, you know, I had a pure thirst for this business or for the sport itself. And you know, me and Joe felt that we wanted to improve this sport, and we took a chance and we went for it. It was that simple. We didn't know anything about supplements. We didn't know anything about anything. We learned everything as we went. But we knew we wanted to do this P4P deal for the drug-free athlete. We knew we wanted to improve the sport. And we knew, we felt, it's not that we felt that we were the persons to do it, but we wanted to at least set the agenda for it to get done. And that was our goal. So we wanted to, you know, make this sport as we wanted people to know how great this sport was. And we felt that not enough people knew that. And our goal was, it's real simple, to make sure a lot more people knew it. And that's our goal, and I feel that we are accomplishing that goal. There's a lot more people who know about this sport than before we started this business, how we felt. And so, you know, and we'll continue. This is a, you know, this P4P is a living thing, in my opinion. It evolves. And my thing is that, you know, there's a plan for this. And it's going to get bigger and bigger as, you know, we get stronger and stronger. And the show and stuff is just the beginning. There's a whole lot more that we have planned that we want to do. And I have a vision of what I want to, you know, try to accomplish and stuff like that. I have some personal ones, and then I have, you know, ones for the business itself. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, lately we haven't been very vocal as I was in the beginning, mainly because we're at the point of this business to where we are at that evolving stage. And my thing is the stuff that we're doing, I mean, you just peep the game, man. Peep the game. The stuff that we're doing ain't normal. It ain't normal. normal what your normal supplement company does. And so there's
well,
more
and it's
to
not.
It.
The extras that you're doing are definitely aren't normal. And I'm going to jump in here real quick. Sorry,
mm-hmm.
before I lose this thought, because I know we're going to get back to all of these extras you're talking about. But I want to bring us back to the product, because we've been referencing that quite a bit, and our listeners are dialed into that. And Bill wants to know how you're able to keep the P4P supplements so macro friendly.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, dude. We're pretty high. We're pretty finicky, and we went through many manufacturers till we could find someone who could do what we want to be done. And it was a lot of ups and downs, man. It was a lot of companies that, you know, we had to go through to find, you know, the person that can get the macros that we want, but also the taste. And also making sure everything is balanced. Sometimes in this game, you know, a lot of companies will sacrifice something, right? So either they're going to sacrifice the macros, or they sacrifice the taste, or you know, something gets sacrificed just mainly for them to, you know, and I don't fault them against that. They, you know, they're in business and they're trying to make money and stuff like that. But, you know, when we did this, man, we were sort of naive. I mean, I'm sure some supplement business people would say that. But we sort of went into it, you know, just like, you know, like two bodybuilders, man. And we went in and said, man, this is what we want. And this is how we want it to taste. And this is, and we need you to have, you know, have fast turnaround on it. And you know what, man? A lot of cats were like, man, you guys are crazy. And I was like, you know, but we finally found, we feel right now where we're at, we got a manufacturer that is very solid. That you know, do third party testing, which you know,
yep.
You should start getting, you know, if you buy, you don't have to buy from us, but if you buy products, you need to start, you know, getting supplement companies that do third party testing. But you know, we wanted something like that to make sure that our stuff was legit. So you know, I feel right now we're at the apex to where we are. getting full, you know, before when this started, we were like a, you know, a little baby, you know, when we first started this. And now I feel, yep, now I feel that we're a young person right now, and I feel that we're at a place to where we feel very comfortable where we're at with our products and with the business structure of P4P. But yeah, we had to go through a whole lot of different manufacturers to get that. A lot of them, Cash, you had to really, really do your homework on it, and you had to really, really stay on them and whatnot, because they like to cut corners too. So you have to really, you know, yet it's a lot of work, man. It's a lot of work, but you know, we always felt that, you know, we could find, you know, someone to do what we wanted to do, because we're putting our name on this. So we want to make sure that the product is legit and stuff like that. So, you know, that was important to us, you know. My daddy always said, you know, all you got is your name, and they'll mess it up. And so we want to make sure that, you know, everything is that, you know, at the nines and stuff like that, that is top notch. Like, I can give this to my kids.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure, and I think that's going to tie in too, because Dale has a follow-up question, and he's wanting to know what prompted you to pursue third-party testing, because you've always claimed WADA compliant, but now you've gone that extra step.
Well, we talked to a lot of different, you know, people, manufacturers, different boards, like watch out boards they have out there. It's not FDA regulated, but there's also boards out there that a lot of these manufacturers are members of, that, you know, what they do is they keep their ear to the streets, and there's things that, you know, pretty soon, you know, I don't know when, but it's going to start changing pretty soon. And FDA isn't involved now, but what I'm hearing is there's going to be a crackdown, and, you know, and there are going to be a lot of companies out there that you're going to be surprised that is going to be hurting. But
not me.
You know, but the big thing, the number one reason is what I was saying before, man, we're putting our name on it. And so we went through multiple manufacturers because we wanted to be legit.
Oh my!
Somebody
contain him.
Just to sum it up, we our name's on it. We preaching drug free. We want to make sure that what's on there is real. So we had to go. Me, Joe, and Chad had to go on a hunt and make sure we find a manufacturer that can do what we wanted to do. So that was it. Without, here's the big kicker, without gouging the customers. So that's where it gets tricky. Yeah, that's where it gets tricky and stuff like that. So, you know, we had to really, you know, do some talking and searching to find, you know, someone who would do that. And I think we feel that we're at the point to where feels very comfortable where we're at. Basically, like I said, you know, our name's on it, and we want to make sure it's legit. So, you know, we will, if this manufacturer starts slipping, we will fire them and be on to the next one.
All right, there you guys have it. So we've had several folks ask us, you know, how to reach the P4P guys, and so here it is, guys. Kaylin and I are in regular contact. So you can always reach them through us at Midwest Muscle, our personal pages, or you can check them out on their personal pages on Facebook. So you have Joseph Bolton, Joel Manning, and Chad Adamovich. They also have a website, www.p4pmuscle.com. They also have a couple of different Facebook pages. So you can go to P4P Muscle Signature Series on Facebook, or you can go to P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, which is also another site where Kaylin and I are regularly posting updates on our guests that we're having on the podcast. So several options out there, and they're also on Instagram. You know what? If you Google P4P Muscle, you're going to come across several of these options that I just told you. And just remember the names, Joseph Bolton, Joe Matting, and Chad Adamovich.
Yep.
And there you have it. Did I miss anything, JB?
I don't think so. I think you got it right on the money, Desiree. That's pretty good.
Desiree is kicking some hiney.
Desiree. Say Joseph Bolton. Say Joseph Bolton in your Australian accent, Taylor.
Jason Bolton.
This dude is crazy. You got it. Wow.
All right.
You're wilding out tonight.
He is. Did you have some old sharks before we got started?
Okay.
It was either some all shucks or it was some snickerdoodle. That's what we have going on tonight. Something like that. But anyway, all right. Okay, folks. So we've got some background. If you have any other questions, do let us know. But you know, we've got more new information. Well, first, we've got to recap before we can get to the new stuff.
Right.
But we got to get on to P4P Undefeated.
Right. And so we're P4P Undefeated. It's August 11th, 2018, is in Wisconsin Dells. It's at the Whole Chunk Casino.
Whole Chunk.
It's a beautiful facility. We have a nice, beautiful room for the audience and athletes. It's the first ever done seated dinner and a show. So if anyone ever went to their normal bodybuilding show, this one's going to be pretty much when you walk in, it's going to be way different. What you're going to see is nothing but dinner tables with, you know, centerpieces and everything like that all throughout the whole entire space. And there, what's going to be available, there's going to also be VIP tables and things of that nature. And that will be out. All that will be out later on this month, and registration, everything like that. But you'll be able to the pre-judging and whatnot. Be able to have coffee and orange juice and bagels and things of that nature, and be able to sit at the table and watch a show while you snack or eat and things of that nature. At night, there will be menus and stuff like that of food. There will also be, for those that do drink some wine and things of that nature, there will be open bar that will be served at your table. We're doing it, like I said, dine in a show. First ever done. I have never seen a bodybuilding show that does that. So, I know we got a lot of athletes that like to eat. And I know a lot of athletes like to watch the show, so it's a great combination. So that's one aspect. The stage itself is going to be there's going to be two catwalks. So there's two 20-foot catwalks from the stage that go out into the audience. It's pretty cool. And, there'll be lighted up catwalks. The stage will be beautiful. Show core. That I mentioned before is setting that all up and whatnot. There'll be at least about three big giant screens and whatnot with different things that are on there. The entertainment is going to be pretty cool. We're going to have 2.0, which is a dance company that basically is going to open it up and stuff like that. A little different, a little creative that we're going to do and sort of get the whole crowd hype. And there's going to be we're going to also have a lot of crowd participation. We're going to have a game show that we did at the Arnold called Name That Tune, and this is where we start pulling audience members out the crowd and on the stage, and they can win money by just naming song. You know, it'll be like a 10-second or 20-second. The DJ, there will be a live DJ on the stage. They will play the song, and then if you name five in a row, you win the money and stuff like that. So it's gonna we're doing a lot of different things that's gonna have a lot of fun that we felt, because we felt that, you know, nothing against any show, but if I was an outside person that didn't really watch a lot of bodybuilding shows and whatnot, or I came for the first time to watch my cousin or my wife or whatever compete.
A Junebug, or Ray.
It can get pretty boring. You've been to those, even the athletes, man, will sit there and say, man, you know, I need to get out of here because it can get pretty long and stuff like that. And the best way to make a long day go faster is to have entertainment, things that interest people. So we wanted to make sure that, you know, we did a lot of different things. There's going to be some surprises, too, after that game show. Some stuff that's probably going to go viral on the social media, but we always wanted to do it. So I'm going to, you know, just look out. After the game show and whatnot, watch what happens after. It's going to be crazy bananas. But I keep that a secret because I can't tell you what it is, because then we want the shock and awe on everybody when it happens. So trust me, it'll be all over social media. Everybody will see it. So my thing is, we're gonna have that. It's a beautiful room. The hotel rooms there are beautiful. If anyone know anything about Wisconsin Dells and stuff, it's a great vacation place. A lot of people from all over come there to do. There's a lot of water parks there, and it's something where you can go, but you can also bring your family to do other things too as well, because there's a ton of water parks from the Kalahari to the Mount Olympus to there's a
you
ton
have
of,
get good.
Yeah, there's a ton of water park, and if you're not sure of things and whatnot, that's fine, because we'll have like when everybody comes in too, we'll be greeting them, but we'll have like a bag of you know, where to go and things to do and how to get there and stuff like that. And we'll also there'll also be like a bus that will take people to places within the Dells. So if you want to go to this water park, it'll take you there, and it'll also pick you up and stuff like that. So, you know, we're going all out, and we think it's a great place to do it, you know, and stuff like that. They're very excited about it themselves. You know, it'll be a lot of different space. The way it's run is going to be done differently, too. I got to knock out some bugs, too, but it's going to be very efficiently run. Almost to where what we're doing is you know how you get you go to a restaurant and they give you those pagers?
Yes.
You know, and then they buzz you when it's ready for your table's ready.
There you go. Yes.
Mhm.
We're gonna be doing that with the athletes.
Oh, nice.
So each of them will get one of those pagers, so they can go pretty much wherever, you know, within that building, and we'll buzz you when it's like 15 minutes time to go pump up and get on stage.
Wow.
And the thing about it, what came to me with that was a big thing with me, was a lot of people is running around like, when I get on, when I go on stage, you know, and no one, you know, and it's a big craziness and stuff with that, and you have to get a lot of volunteers to herd, you know, everybody up. Not anymore. Now what we do is we'll hand out these buzzers to the athletes, and then when they go into the pump area, they'll just hand off the buzzer and whatnot, and then we'll hand those off to the next category, and then
boom,
you know, and down the line and stuff like that.
You can't just gloss over that. You can't just gloss over that because that's unheard of. You can't just gloss over that. No, we're not gonna let that fly by. That is unheard of. Anybody listening right now, we got googly eyes everywhere because everybody's like, what?
Well,
if you
I
have
don't,
a chance
you know,
to, no, go ahead.
If you compete, right, and I also have the pleasure of being backstage with a lot of athletes that are part of PCP, and the one thing that, you know, is a really a hassle for a lot of athletes is just like, you know, knowing when you go on stage, when, what time it is for you to go pump up and stuff like that. And then what is really crazy for the promoter is that they got to go send volunteers to go hunt down people. And I was like, well, here's the deal, man. Let's just use that restaurant thing that, you know, I don't know what popped in my mind to think about that. But I was like, we could, you know, give the buzzers to these people and just buzz them when it's time to go. And then everything is done efficient. You need less volunteers to do it. And all you really need is a person that controls the machine that buzzes all the buzzers. And then a person that give all the buzzers to the next category, and it's a lot more efficient and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the range on it is like, I think, over 800 feet and through walls and stuff like that. So they can basically go anywhere within that, in that Dells and stuff like that. And they'll be able to get buzzed and stuff, just like the restaurant. You go outside the restaurant, they'll buzz you and you go in and stuff like that. And then now you don't have to worry about when do I go on, or, you know, what the time is and everything like that. We'll take control of that, and all you got to do is wait for your buzzer to buzz, and then you know that that's, you know, 15 minutes time. Your buzzer buzz, that means you got 15 minutes, you know, before you get on stage, or 20 minutes before you get on stage.
Okay.
It's a lot less stress.
JB, but we got a listener that's had a question, and she's sitting left out. And it's a curveball, so, you know, be ready for it. It's nothing crazy, but she just felt left out that she asked this about 20 minutes ago.
I'll try my best to answer it. All right.
Okay. Well, you know, we had a good year for Dez last year. And it sounds crazy since I'm saying last year. But anyway, Bianca came on somewhere between – when she was just starting some competitions and shows, but she did some videos for Midwest Muscle and she put them out there late. And Bianca was she's just in love with her. She's just in love with the lady. So she wants to know when you're going to do a photo shoot for Dez, because she is just so, okay, glamorous and gorgeous.
All right.
And she's the winner.
Well, here's the deal. We would love it. Look, a lot of people don't know this, and we wanted to do a big introduction and all that stuff. But, you know, Dez is going to be our MC for the show, and you know, there're gonna be a lot of different pictures and different things that we're gonna do with Dez and stuff like that behind the scenes and stuff like that. So my thing is, you know, we'll help it out a little bit. I don't know if we can get exactly what she wants, but we can get her some pictures and stuff like that.
Sending hearts to Bianca, But yeah, so there's a little sneak peek to that announcement, but I am super pumped. So more details to come.
All right.
So wait. I know I got a lot of people.
Go ahead.
Wait, hold on. Before we jump back in the show, I'm sorry, guys, but in the spirit of our listeners, just as Kaylin jumped in, I've got to jump back in because we've got a question still, and it's taking us back to Macro Friendly. And so I'm going to go ahead and get this product question in here, and then we'll segue back to the show. So sorry, guys, we're a little discombobulated, but we want to get this in here. So Kyle wants to know what we mean when we say macro friendly. So the question was, how do you keep your supplements so macro friendly? Kyle's wanting to know, what does macro friendly mean?
So basically, what you read on that label is what's in that product.
Yes.
You know, so to put it simply and stuff like that. So basically, if that says it's like, you know, that 1 gram of sugar, there's 1 gram of sugar in there. And if it says it's 20-something grams of protein, there's 20-something grams of protein in there. So my thing is nowadays there's there's a lot of funny business that go on with the labels and stuff like that, to where they play games with the amino acids and things of that nature, and they try to fool people with certain things. So you gotta be careful. That's why the third party testing is very important, that you go with a company that has third party testing, because then that sort of it's a neutral neutral lab that says, okay, what's on that label is what's in that product.
Yep. And Kyle, yeah. I'm not real familiar if you understand what a macro is, but it's basically carbohydrates, proteins, and fats.
Yeah.
So if you hear somebody talking about they're counting their macros, they're talking about how many grams of any of those three items that they're consuming in a day. So if I'm tracking my macros, I know that I can have, and I'm just making these numbers up, folks, but just as an example, I know that I can have 120 grams of protein, 200 grams of carbs, and 35 grams of fat. And that's my macros for the day. And so I pick my foods that will help me hit those numbers. And so I'm checking the nutrition information for everything that I eat. So when somebody says that this product is macro friendly, it means it's pretty clean. It doesn't have a lot of junk ingredients that are going to drive up your carbs or your fats. You know, it makes it easy to fit that particular food into your macro count and still have room to fit a lot of other stuff in there too, depending on what your numbers are. So hopefully that makes sense in a very short explanation.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay, I'm done
now. Can we go back to the show?
We can go back to the show now. Let's go.
We got a lot of stuff here, So
go for it.
Thing is the buzzer thing, that's more, that wasn't even on my list, but that's a tidbit for the athletes to understand how efficient that we're going to try to run this show and stuff like that. You know, and my thing is that, you know, people like Josh Miller, Leif Anderson, these cats are, you know, great examples of how shows should be run. And all that does for me is try to, you know, even get better and stuff like that, because it seems like these guys are always, every show that I go to, it seems like the show, every show they do gets better and better. So I just want to, you know, we'll just come out with ways just to, you know, try to make it more efficient. Now, there's somebody might be saying, man, why are you letting the cat out of the bag with all that stuff and everything? Because, look, if anyone who knows me, JB, I don't care if people copy that, because I come up with about 50 ideas a day. And my thing is that idea that I just came up with, I already got about 20 more ideas after that. So my thing is I'm fine with people using that. Me personally, when I use somebody's stuff, I call them, I hit them up personally, say, hey, man, I'm about to steal that. And they either say yes or no. And whatnot. That's just me. But my thing is that I don't care. I don't care with that, man. You know, all that does is push me to come up with some other stuff. But my thing is and get better. So I'm down with that. But now to the show, some of the highlights of the show. So what we're coming up with for the athletes. So, you know, you actually have the actual prize money. Now, that's pretty normal. Most, you know, everybody has the actual prize money. Now, what we also most. And what we're doing on top of that is the champion. Now, this is for the pros. Now, our pro champions, there's a couple things that we're doing. We're going to have, for our pro champions, all of them, if it's men's bodybuilding, you know, women's figure, whatever, all our pro champions and whatnot, they'll all draw for the what we call the free ride. So what the free ride is where all those champions, sort of like the PNBA when they do it with the motorcycle and whatnot, but we think this is a lot more significant. They will draw for the free which means that we pay for their flight for next year when they do come back to do our show. We pay for their flight, their hotel. They don't pay anything. No entry fee, no drug test, no nothing. And we call that the free ride. And then the other people the other champions, the other pro champions, what they get is they'll get all their drug tests, entry fees, everything reimbursed. Now, that ain't never been done before.
No.
And,
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Hey, we're going to do that. We're going to rear all those champions. We're going to rear. Now, our goal here with our show is that when people win our show, we want them to feel like champs. We want them to feel like champions. When they walk into our show, we want them to be walking in our show like if they Michael Jordan. And that it means something. And that, you know, when they come back, every champion, when they come back, there'll be a VIP seating for them. I don't care how many champs that we have that of the pros. There never will be a pro that'll ever pay for a ticket to get back in our show. Never.
Wow.
And we will because it means something, right? If we don't treat our champions like that, then what does that say about our show?
Good
right?
question.
Right?
There you have it.
Right. So
That's big.
Yeah, so what's going to happen is we'll draw for the free ride, and then the other people will get their drug test and their entry fee reimbursed right there on the spot. So that'll be, you know, on top of their prize money. So that's one aspect that's different from the others. The next aspect
that's a lot of money, folks.
Yeah. So the next aspect is what we call P4P King of the Hill or Queen of the Hill, and what that is a pretty cool thing. So what we're doing is so if the pro champions when they win their championship, what happens is if they come back the next year and they defend that championship. Not only will they get the prize money and, you know, the reimbursement or the draw for whatever deal is, we're going to also give them a $500 bonus if they defend their championship for the first time. We're going to give them a $500 bonus. And then on top of everything. And then if they come back again, and they defend their championship for the second time and win, we're going to give them a $750 bonus for defending it twice. And if they defend it three times, we're going to give them a $1,000 bonus for defending their championship three times.
Wow.
Okay, so
now
we got to take
on,
a
hold on, hold on, hold on. I ain't done yet. Hold on. Watch this.
I know, but we got to digest here. We're getting a lot of questions. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, let me finish, and anyway, I'll take all the questions. So,
this is the
cool factor that Kaylin don't even know about. So here's the cool factor.
Uh-oh.
So if someone comes along and knock that champion off at any of those levels, they get that money. They
nice.
So if someone comes along and knock out a champ at $1,000, they get that $1,000 bonus. And then the next year they start from scratch and do it all over again. Then if someone knocks them off, so it makes it fun, competitive, fun. So if you look with the champ, you got some incentive for you to come back and defend your championship. And then for the people who want to be the champ, now you got some incentive to go out there and knock that champ off.
Man, I love this. Okay, so I'm going to recap this to make sure I understood it right. And if I'm not, then go ahead and correct me because we have several folks that have the same question. So as far as the drawing, so for the pro competitors, of all of the pro competitors, you will draw from all of the pro competitor winners. Let me clarify, pro competitor winners.
The overall winners.
No, first the winners. Winners. Okay,
yep.
Okay, so there we go. So all of the pro competitor overall winners will get their name put in a drawing to have all of their travel and lodging expenses paid for the next year if they come back. Okay, so there's that.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So there's that aspect of it. Then the reimbursement for drug testing and entry fees, that is for
the other champions that didn't get the draw.
Okay.
So for instance, the other winners that didn't get the overall. Right. So if there's four, let's say there's men's bodybuilding, women's bodybuilding, women's figure, men's physique. Let's say those four, they come out and their name is in there for the free ride. And then one of them, let's say men's bodybuilding, they draw that out. The other three will get their drug test and entry fee reimbursed on the spot.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so that's the clarification. So all of the pro overall winners will get their name put in a drawing for the free ride. So whoever the overall winners that do not win the free ride, they get the reimbursement on the drug testing and their entry fees. So there you have that there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
cool. So that's a big deal because that's never been done before.
No.
Never.
And basically how we're P4P, now this is P4P Undefeated, but how we're doing now, P4P Undefeated is different from, I mean, now we're running it, P4P Muscle, but it's different, is separate from our supplement business. So
yes,
when the people who, what we also are doing is the people who do get the free ride, they basically are a sponsor athlete of the show. So what happens automatically, and that's how you get that. And with that, what happens is you get the free ride, and then what happens is that, you know, you'll do some promos and stuff like that, saying, hey, man, you know, P4P this and stuff like that. I'm getting ready for, you know, 2019 or 2018 championship, and there's some duties that, just like if you won Miss America, there's some duties that you have to do and whatnot. That comes with the crown, but we feel that, I mean, that's nothing for what we're presenting to that champ. And so we feel that our whole goal with that is, you know, we want, I don't know. And here's the thing, what's funny is the people who are close to me, like the people who've been around me, like Kaylin, Leif Anderson, people, they hear me all the time talk about, you know, how I've been to shows where athletes had their past champs had to pay to get in. And I said, that's
true.
Pretty sad. I said, that's pretty sad, man. And that's the problem with, that's the problem on this side. You think Ronnie Coleman got to pay to get into any of those Olympian things? No.
No.
No. Jay Cutler got to pay to get in? No. My thing is if I got a champ, if you feel that your show is that good, you know, you promote it that way, right? If you promote it like, oh, you got to be at this show, boom, 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 all that action, then you know what? I'm going to judge you by your show, by how you treat your champion, because that tells me if your show is legit or not, or if you just trying to, you know, if you just talking the talk. So my thing is, you know, we could have sat there and put that money into, like, you know, spend over $15,000 on trophies and do that. But I said, man, okay, we give you a trophy, and then what? You got to pay for a ticket to get in next year, and basically your championship don't mean anything? What we want to do is as long as this show is going on, that when you walk in that show, that, you know, the first thing, the first way, and I'm going to tell you, we will get, you know, every one of the champs will get a badge. and whatnot. And they will be presented. You know, how you doing, champ? How you doing, champ? Boom, boom, boom. It's respect.
Yes.
People work hard for that, man. And I'm
yes,
gonna tell
do.
You that's. And a lot of this is coming from. I'm gonna just tell you a lot of this stuff. I'm just having fun. A lot of the stuff I'm doing is stuff that I wish happened when I was competing. So,
there you go.
So my thing,
there
my thing
go.
is this is how, you know, I was like, hey, I'm gonna do a show. Then I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it the way I want to do it. And the way I want to do it is if you're the champ, you're the champ. Period. If you're the champ, it means something. And you should be toted around like you're the champ. And people are like, well, you can't have, you know, where you hear it now, you can't have him bigger than your show and whatnot. It's not about that. Man, come on, dude. Here's
why
the thing.
Not?
This is why the other side is profiting and they got a machine behind them. Because they work through their athletes versus against them. And my thing is no one comes there for the show. They come there for the athletes. You think
true.
If we had
mm-hmm.
no athletes there and just a stage with nothing on it, that people would come to that? So let's respect the champs, man, and give them their due. It's a little bit of some shine that they deserve that they worked hard for. And I come from the neighborhood of if you work hard, yeah, you deserve to shine. If you work for it, then you deserve to shine, period. And,
yep,
and that's 100%. The message that I send my children. I got two girls and a son. And that's the message is man, you got to work hard for everything you do. But I don't want the message is no matter if you do work hard, then you don't get – it doesn't mean anything. It's not even about the money. It's not even about the accolades. It's not even about all that. It's about the what the message of it says. That champ, champ, you winning my show means something to me.
Tabernacle.
And
it's exactly the type of recognition that we've been talking about that we want to see our pros receive on the natural side of the spectrum. So this is definitely going to be one of those things that helps to push that into the limelight. So I am excited about that. What I'm not so excited about is that we're running out of time. Actually, we're kind of out of time. We are out of time.
so that's
guys,
why
I'm so sorry. Yeah, we do have to do more. So, and we'll definitely have you back. But for all the questions we didn't get to tonight, we are going to address those again on Thursday. So we will not lose track of those. And we're going to have JB come back again at some point. But you know what? We're already booked through most of January, except for the last week. So it might take us a couple weeks, but we're going to get him back. But I know the excitement will still be there. Okay, so hopefully we answered your questions about the free ride, the reimbursement, and then just
right.
real JB, I'm sorry, dude. You got to keep this real quick. Real quick, the bonuses. How does that work one more time?
All right, so this is unheard of. So the bonus is, man, if you are a champ, a pro champ, and you win, if you are a figure woman, and a pro figure woman, and you win the overall championship, what happens is if you come back the following year and defend that championship, we're going to give you a $500 bonus. If you come back the following year and defend that championship for the second time, we're going to give you a $750 bonus. If you come back again and defend that championship for a third time, we're going to give you a $1,000 bonus. Now, here's a sticker and whatnot. If you some young buck out there that's ready to knock the champ off, when you knock that if you knock
young
that
buck.
Champ off at any of
young
those
buck.
Levels, any of those levels, you get
yeah,
that,
you
that champ's bonus.
I love it.
Wow.
I love it.
Wow.
I love it.
So – stay tuned. We're gonna be doing me and Joe and them and Chad are gonna be doing a lot of video of us, and we're gonna put it online and stuff like that. So you're gonna see a lot of different things that we're gonna come out with. Just to get out, if there's any questions that you do have, they can also hit us up at p4pmuscle.com, on our website, and then you can give all, you know, we have an email there. You can give all the questions up, and we'll answer those questions. But also, on another note, the supplement side of P4P Muscle, look out for later this month. All I'm going to put out a teaser is I'll just put a teaser out, and then you look for this month. What if, from now on, if you bought a product, a supplement from P4P Muscle, that you never pay retail ever again?
Wow.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned to the end of month. P4P is coming out with something crazy.
Mm.
Okay,
never done before.
One last question about the show. We got one last one. We're an international show, but they want to know if the show, the P4P Undefeated, is international, if you're accepting from all countries.
Yeah, it's NGA.
All right. I had to ask.
Yeah, we take, if you're from Pluto, we take you.
Nice.
It don't matter.
Nice.
Drug
nice.
Free. If you in Pluto and you drug free, then you're good with me. I don't care where you come from.
You heard it here first, folks. You heard it here first. So, with that, who's going to give us the shout out tonight? I know Kaylin's going to do Snickerdoodle. JB, you got product shout out?
The Vault.
What did you
stay
say?
Tuned. The Vault.
Stay tuned. The Vault. All right, stay tuned. All right, folks. So you heard a lot of groundbreaking stuff here. We're going to talk about it again on Thursday, wrapping up questions. We're going to have another big announcement towards the end of the month. So stay tuned. On behalf of JB, Kaylin, myself, and the rest of the boys from P4P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.
Which never do.